5:30, we're going to go ahead and start the special water wastewater committee meeting. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let's start the show. All members are present.
Perfect. Thank you. This is a time in our meeting for public comment. Is there anybody that has public comment? Hi, Kirk. Please come up.
Two things. One is I did an informal survey on Nextdoor asking people how much would you pay for some new offices because the town needs some new offices. And the sample size was pretty small. I had to cut it short. Some people were like complaining. So I asked for some guidance about use of the logo, which was their issue. Despite having a big disclaimer up there up front saying this is not town business. But anyways, you're not able to edit the old ones you started, so I just had to take it down. We had 123 responses. 60% said they would not give a dime.
Like you didn't know that was going to happen?
I know.
It's pretty good. I mean, 40% said they were willing to part with money. I mean, who's willing to part with money, right? So 40%.
Did anybody say they'd give 13 million?
I didn't ask that
question. Oh, okay.
But yes, well, actually 15% said they would, because if you calculate it out, that's $9 a month by my calculations.
It's about what we were talking
about.
Yeah.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. So 15% said they do $9, 9% said $6, 15% said $3.
How did you set that survey up? With options to pick a number?
No, I set it up with those three choices.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So I said increase of $3 to get a new trailer, increase of $6 to get a modular building, increase of $9 for a nice building to be proud.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So that was the result.
Give us the numbers again.
I have them right here.
60 no.
I can email you though.
60 no, 40. Yes, $15, $9, $9, $6,
oh.
And then
okay.
The rest three.
Yeah, 15%. Right. So there's a 7, based on the sample size, there's like a 7.5% margin of error. How are we doing on time? The complainers, does anybody need a Karen in the room? the Karens out there. Want to see landscape. You're not going to get a dime and help take care of
can't,
yeah,
can't figure those two pockets out. Okay.
Yeah, right. So,
don't worry about the light.
Now. Clearly, they don't, right?
Yeah.
So, and maybe there's something that can be done to help further that understanding. Not a huge turnout.
Maybe
that's
going
to be something that's on next door because you guys are going to have an account.
We have an account.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. They don't, you know, they'll just complain and they don't want to lift a finger, so that's their problem. So the other thing, which is kind of a bone to pick, was the announcement for this special meeting. At the risk of being labeled Karen myself, it was posted like 24 hours ahead of time, which is probably the minimum requirement, yet it was on, I noticed, first, there was an agenda for the board meeting later on, which is 4 days prior to that. So there's like this 4 days gap where it could have been communicated.
Why was it on the?
She added it to the website to just start to be able to post onto it. So that's what funnels to the bottom of the email, at the bottom of the website. So if you go, here, let me show you.
And I think there's a reason why it's 24. So just because we put the notice that it's going to happen, there's a lot that goes into having a meeting and posting an agenda. And so they had to get, you know, the agenda ready, the staff report ready, stuff like that ready. And that has to be posted along with the agenda.
Oh.
And we have to add it so she can prep it to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, duly noted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This isn't supposed to be interactive.
It's okay.
You're not going to be using the town logo on your notices on Nextdoor anymore, are you?
No.
Good.
No.
Thank you.
I took them all down, but I couldn't take the one.
No, that's fine. Just going forward,
Yeah, I wasn't aware that anyone was objecting to it until I inquired. So
as you notice, though, it doesn't, your disclaimer, the very first thing you see is the logo, and then you have to open it to see the disclaimer.
Social engineering.
Yeah.
So.
So the use of the logo was to let the town know that it's about town business.
I understand.
That I'm trying to, like.
No. I don't think there was anything nefarious behind it, but we'd appreciate it if you didn't do that.
Fair use doctrine says I could.
What's that?
What was that?
Fair use doctrine says I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
The copyright law, don't worry about it. I'm not.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
No one on the line.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and close public comment. Then we're going to move to draft minutes to be approved from August 2nd.
Move acceptance. Is there any changes or anything?
No.
Anybody has? Okay, move acceptance.
Roll call vote. Aye.
If you second it, that's pretty much it.
It's good. It's been a long day. We have no presentations or updates, and really the reason why we called this special meeting is, as you know, the business of trying to figure out what we're going to do with our town buildings has been moved to this committee because it's primarily those funds are coming from water, wastewater funds, hence why we can't use water rates for landscaping because landscaping and parks and rec come from a different set of funds. So what we're trying to do is as needed basis, we're gonna do special meetings to try and move this process along and make sure that we're having public comment and public access to what our thought processes are and each step of the way. So we felt we were at a point where we wanted to, we presented all of the options at the last meeting. We presented the requirements that we were looking at for each of the options and what we felt like met those requirements and what we felt like didn't meet those requirements. So what we would like to do with this meeting is to go through those, make a recommendation of options that we would like to now exclude from moving forward to the next steps of looking for office space. The reason why we're doing it in this meeting, you'll see a committee report on the agenda, but it will not be an action item because we need a full 2 weeks to bring it to the board to vote on. And so it will be presented as an action item at our first meeting in September. Long story, long-winded, I apologize. I just wanted to like explain kind of what we were doing before we got started.
And the other thing I would like to make a point on is that we're not doing this to rush the process, but we are doing this because this is when the interest is there.
Yeah.
So if we try to do it while the strike while the iron's hot, if the community is interested, because listen, for 5 years we've been talking about this and nobody cared. So now that there's interest there, we want to move the process along so we can maintain that interest. And so it's not that we're rushing the process, we're just trying to move the process along.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, we would like to, there were 8 options presented, and I'm just gonna briefly go over those options. And then what we would like to do is recommend 4 of those options be eliminated from the list as not meeting requirements. So the first option was to stay in existing building space. Second option was leasing rental space. Third option was a new building. Fourth option was a new modular building. Fifth option was to purchase new property with office space. Sixth option was to remodel the community center. Seventh option was to a new facility at existing site. And then the 8th option was an existing building at River Lake and Discovery Bay Boulevard. And I asked Dina to make a list for me so I can remember these and make sure that they're present. So I think we should recommend getting rid of option 1, which is staying in the existing building. It doesn't really meet any of our requirements for currently and future growth. I think we should recommend getting rid of leasing rental space, option 2, and then also option 7, new facility at existing site, and then also option 8 is existing building at River Lake and Discovery Bay Boulevard, and that's that building either renting or purchasing over there. Thoughts, Kevin?
Huh? Yeah, so for very obvious reasons, obviously staying in the existing building doesn't solve any problem. That's a no-brainer. We looked into leasing rental space, but that's not an option now because to get into a long-term lease, we'd have to invest a lot of money into somebody else's building, and it's still kicking the can down the road.
And it's really, yeah.
And there's only one place that you can really lease property in Discovery Bay right now, And once it's gone, we wouldn't have an option to move. We could be stuck without a place to go once the lease was up. And then obviously, putting a new building where we already are, we'd still have the same problem with regards to security and the other issues with chemicals and everything else in this in existing place. And then that's a no-brainer over there.
Okay.
So we thought about this and yeah, that's all. I don't think there's even any need for discussion. They're pretty much no-brainers to me, but I'd love to hear from the public.
Yeah. So now we're going to open up to public comment.
Is there any on that, on those?
Yeah, please.
On that subject?
So I just wanted to get it straight in my head, what's being excluded. Staying in the existing building, lease rental space, the existing property down the road, and what was the last one?
So option, so
1, 2, 7, and 8.
7 was new facility at existing site.
Oh, new at existing
site.
Yeah. As opposed to here.
As opposed to here. And then option 8 was existing building at River Lake and Discovery Bay Boulevard.
Right, right.
So that leaves us to still explore and, you know, deep dive a little bit more. A new building, new modular buildings, purchase new property with office space, and then remodel the community center. Those were the four that we felt like, you know,
needed further discussion. And the reason that the new existing building is on there is because it's the only thing we have a price on right now. So until we get pricing on some of these other items, we have nothing to compare it to. The public doesn't think it's a very good option. We were convinced of that, but we don't want to cross it off yet because again, it's the only thing we have pricing on. So I would say it's probably not.
It's
the
just
highest.
An option for
it's
us
there.
To look like. We've already done the research on it, and if we're comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges, we want to keep it on there for right now.
And as far as like holding the meeting to move things, to not try to rush things, absolutely. I mean that's great.
We're trying.
Our goal would be to have some further information on the other three options, at least two of them. Prior to the next meeting in 2 weeks. The one that might be a little bit of a challenge to get pricing on would be this remodeling this building.
Yeah.
Without, because it's gonna take some money we would have to have somebody professionally evaluate that, and then that's gonna always cost money.
Yeah.
So we're not to that yet.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pretty simple. Ashley's gonna report back to the one of us will back to the board
back
meeting
to the board
and say
tonight. This is what we're discussing.
Yeah. And
yeah.
then
we'll vote on it the following
yeah,
meeting. So it will come at the next meeting as an actual action item.
To be sensitive to some of the comments that have been made about things happening in committee and not at the board meeting, Ashley, I have to give her credit. Ashley has been very persistent in saying, okay, then let's get the whole board involved instead of just, I mean, these are no-brainers, but we're still going to get the board involved in it.
Yeah.
That wasn't me who said that.
No, we're not saying that. But
No. There was many people.
I know, I don't know if I convinced you, but I got you to come along with it. I feel strongly that we can do this in committee, and this committee is open to public, but because there's so much controversy around this topic, that to have another check and balance on it or to bring it to another meeting and expose the rest of the board so we're all on the same page,
sure.
I think is important.
Let's call it interest instead of controversy.
Yeah.
So much
interest
in this.
So
and another point that Ashley made that convinced me is also the timing of this meeting is a little more difficult for people to attend, but we can get a lot of this. You know, if there was more people, we could have more discussion. I mean, you obviously see these are no-brainers also, so you have no discussion on it. But, you know, it gives us an opportunity to get it concise so it doesn't take up a whole board meeting.
Yeah.
Right? And then we can move forward. So
okay.
That's all I got.
Any other public comment? Do you have anything, Gary?
No.
Okay.
There's no hands.
Okay. So we'll bring it back to the board.
There?
Yes.
Oh, there is? Okay, perfect. Because there's no action on this other than we're going to recommend it go onto the next board meeting agenda to vote on, I think we're good. Is there any future discussion items?
The building.
The building. That's on there like permanently.
there's really no recommendation at all. I mean, the only thing we're doing tonight is letting them know that they'll have something to vote on.
Correct.
That we'll have,
in September.
We'll have something for them to look at. Right.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 5:45.
Kirk, you got a second?